From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. An internal report issued by a Justice Department office says it has found dozens of cases of civil rights abuses against Arab and Muslim immigrants that were allegedly committed by department employees. The Inspector General's report focuses on possible abuses or violations connected with the USA Patriot Act, the federal anti-terrorism law that was enacted in the wake of the September 11th attacks. The report comes just weeks after another stinging document that found hundreds of terrorist suspects were treated harshly. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The Inspector General's report examines complaints of civil rights and civil liberties violations from December to June this year, and it outlines many of the cases that are still under investigation. One involves an immigration official who allegedly held a loaded gun to a detainee's head. Dozens of cases involve intimidation and verbal and physical abuse towards Arabs and Muslims by prison officials. Some cases are resolved, including one involving a federal prison doctor who told an inmate that if he had his way, he would execute every one of them for the crimes they committed. The doctor was reprimanded. Mark Carullo, a spokesman for the Justice Department, says for every substantiated case, dozens of other allegations are dismissed as not credible.
In fact, the Inspector General notes that the office received 1,073 allegations, only 34 of which were found to be credible enough to warrant investigation. That's 3% of the total allegations. So I think this is hardly a problem, but rather a strong indication that the system is working.
Carullo says most of the pending allegations, about 20, are focused on one corrections officer. But Bill Goodman, a lawyer representing several Arab and Muslim people who have been detained by the government since 9/11, says it's absurd to report there is no problem with abuse at the Department of Justice. Goodman says the problem is finding current or former detainees willing to open up to investigators.
Very few people are willing to step forward under those circumstances, only the most courageous. And so the fact that they got this many has to be viewed as a sampling rather than just this is everything there is and it's a small percentage of the number of people who were held by the Department of Justice.
And many of the detainees are hard to find, says Kate Martin, the executive director of the Center for National Security Studies.
There were in excess of 700 people who were secretly detained, and most of those people have been deported after being held for months in jail incommunicado. And I think it's very unlikely that most of them would think there was any point in filing an administrative complaint with the Department of Justice.
Department spokesman Carullo says this report is required under a section of the Patriot Act, but is more about civil liberties than about the anti-terrorism law.
What the Inspector General has reported are abuses that don't really go to Patriot Act authorities, but rather things that could also be investigated under the normal civil rights laws, which we do here every day.
Another report required by law is due out every 6 months. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.